Welcome to Torah Timecha Parsha of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Shkap, and today we'll be learning Parashat Ki Teitze. Last week's Parsha focused on establishing communal institutions to ensure that Am Yisrael will secure a just and functional society, and presented mitzvot relevant to the macro level, the governance and administration of a nation chosen by Hashem to fulfill His will and to exemplify holiness and refinement. In this week's parasha, consisting of 74 mitzvot according to Sefer HaChinuch, more than any other parasha in the entire Chumash, Moshe guides the individual Jew with mitzvot that relate to every aspect of his life. Medrash Rabbah quotes Rabbi Pinchas Bar Chama, who said, "Wherever you go, the mitzvot accompany you, in your home, in the marketplace, in the field, and on the road." Judaism is not practiced only in the synagogue or the Bes Medrash. The Jew serves Hashem not only in silent meditation or in the depths of his heart. He or she are required to live in the presence of Hashem in all aspects of their lives. Thus the mitzvot pertain to the sacred and the mundane and come to sanctify every action, whether in meeting our physical needs, caring for and dressing the body, in the privacy of our homes, or in the marketplace, in our most intimate relationships, and in our interactions with our neighbors, in our attitudes towards the weak and the alienated, the Jew or the Gentile, in the way we treat servants and employees, and even in how we relate to animals and birds. The parsha covers mitzvot that regulate how we treat our children, the respect we must give to the human body, whether it is alive or dead, the responsibility we bear for our neighbors and their property, and the duties we must fulfill in caring for the poor, the orphaned, and the widowed. The Torah governs marriage and divorce, intimate relations that are banned, and requires that we maintain gender distinctions, revering all of Hashem's creatures and never abusing them physically or verbally. In so doing, the Torah sanctifies our lives and transforms us into Mamlechet Kohanim Vegoi Kadosh. Concurrently, the Medrash stresses that the mitzvot serve to rein in our basest instincts and our urges, keeping us from emulating the cruelty and brutality to which so many people fall prey. The Torah forbids selling captives into slavery or returning runaway slaves to their owners, and demands that we honor all human beings created in the image of God. The parasha is replete with mitzvot that are intended to foster and habituate us into exemplars of chesed v'rachamim, and to develop moral and social responsibility. Throughout the parasha, Moshe interjects reminders, "Zachor ki eved hayita, zachor et asher asah Hashem lemiryam, zachor et asher asah lecha Amalek." He stresses the importance of a shared national memory to forge a strong national identity as an Am Segula, a special holy nation. To reiterate, the Book of Dvarim records commandments given at Sinai, but some that were not taught to the broader population until they were ready to enter Eretz Yisrael. In addition, many mitzvot in Dvarim were already taught earlier in the books of Shmot, Vayikra, and Bamidbar, but are given additional elucidation and elaboration. Among those is the opening verses of chapter Kaf Bet 22. "Lo tireh et shor achicha o et Zion nidachim v'italamta mehem, hashev tishivem le'achicha. Ve'im lo karov achicha elecha, ve'lo yedato ve'asavto el toch beitecha, ve'haya imcha ad rosh achicha oto ve'hashevotelo. וכן תעשה לחמורו, וכן תעשה לסמלתו, וכן תעשה לכל אבידת אחיך." If you see your brother's ox or sheep wandering lost, you must not ignore it. Be sure to return it to your brother. If your brother does not live near you, or if you do not know who he is, you are to take the animal home to remain with you until your brother comes seeking it. Then you can return it to him, and you shall do the same for his donkey, his cloak, or anything your brother has lost. You cannot ignore it. There are several additions and distinctions between these verses and the rendition in Parashat Mishpatim, where the mitzvah of Hashavat Aveda, returning a lost item, was first presented. There the Torah reads, Ki tifga shor o yifcha o chamaro to'eh, hashef tishivenu lo. If you encounter your enemy's ox or his donkey, you find them straying, you must return and return it to him. In our parsha, Moshe expands and slightly modifies the language in the book of Shmot. There we were enjoined to extend courtesy to an enemy and return his lost ox or donkey that you happen to encounter. One can deduce that if you need to be concerned about your enemy's property, how much more so you should be concerned about your brothers, your fellow Jew, with whom you have an affinity and obvious mutual responsibility. Rabbeinu Bechaye suggests a subtle lesson hidden in this modification. He tells us, "Beparashat Mishpatim," in the book of Shemot, "Hiskil ki tir'eh chamor sonacha." He mentioned that you should return the donkey that belongs to your enemy. Vekan chamor achicha. And here he calls him the donkey that belongs to your brother, to teach you that if he was somebody you hated or hated you, when you return it to him, when you show compassion to him, he will become your brother. And you will forget the original enmity and hatred, and you'll only remember the love that has now been established between you two. By virtue of your proactive chesed, caring for your enemy's property, whether inanimate or alive, you will have turned the enmity to friendship, and you can eradicate hatred and foster mutual love, even with those who are alien to you. The Ramban explains that Moshe is elucidating the extent to which we must take care of our neighbor's property. In Shmot, we were told, if you encounter the animal that has strayed, if you found him to'eh, and is readily turned back to the way home. But in our parsha, the Torah reads that even if you should see from afar that the animal is wandering off and clearly lost, suggesting that it has fled, and it would take much more effort and trouble to retrieve the animal, nevertheless, you are commanded in both cases, Hashev teshivenu lo, return it and return it again to him. Most translations treat the double verbiage as an emphatic commandment. You will surely return, you must return, and obscure the fact that the Torah commands us to return the animal and do it again and again if the animal goes wandering off habitually. Furthermore, our parsha stresses that if you do not know to whom the animal or the object belongs, you are commanded to protect it and keep it safely until its master is found or comes to claim it. Ramban explains that since the pasuk reads, Adrosh achicha oto, until your brother comes to claim him, the additional phrase, Vehashivotalo, and you will return it, seems redundant. However, Chazal deduced that if the lost animal needs feeding and sheltering, that must be done as well, so that you can return the animal, maintaining its original value and not a starved beast or a dead carcass. In addition, our parsha adds, "Lo tuchal lehitalem," and we know all too well how easy it is to turn a blind eye. How can the Torah claim you cannot ignore? Elsewhere, Ibn Ezra explained that oftentimes the Torah says, "Lo tuchal," and it means you must not, even if you can do it. However, Rabbi Moshe Alshech explains that for someone who has a developed moral sensibility, ignoring the plight of a lost animal is impossible. He can't ignore it. An empathic individual cannot remain callous to the aggravation and the worry experienced by an unseen or unknown stranger who has lost his property. He writes, "At first you will fulfill the commandment compelled by a sense of duty to obey the Torah. But after you've done the act of chesed once, and then again, you will become habituated and internalize the love of chesed, and you will become motivated by a deep desire to do Hashem's will, so that it will become natural for you, until you will no longer be able to ignore." The Orach Chaim adds a symbolic interpretation to the mitzvot that are repeated in Dvarim. In our case, he treats the scenario as an allegory, and he tells us, if you should meet your neighbor's oxen, or his donkey, or his sheep, this parsha comes to hint, he says, that the lost animals are symbols of lost Jewish children who have strayed from the path of Hashem. The Torah calls on the righteous, who are deemed partners of Hashem in bringing holiness and goodness into this world, and asks them to take in the lost sheep, and even the stubborn and the ignorant ones, the oxen and the donkeys, who've been pushed away from Yiddishkeit. Invite them into your home, care for them, feed them. Teach them gently and by example, so you can return them to Achicha, your brother in heaven. He dares to call the Ribbono Shel Olam your brother, for Hashem made us, as it were, his equals in bringing goodness and holiness into this world. And if your brother Hashem seems far away in this bitter galus, so that many hearts have turned away from the true faith, embrace his lost sheep until Hashem comes to claim them. So says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Taken literally or figuratively, Moshe Rabbeinu gives us a map for a moral world, one which is humane, a path towards making this a better world. Thank you for joining us in learning.